This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. So the North Korea summit's back on, as I mentioned earlier, Singapore, June the 12th. Interestingly enough, though, as of September the 1st last year, American passports aren't valid for travel to North Korea anymore, which means the already small number of Americans who've been there is not getting much bigger. Travis Jeppesen's been to North Korea 5 times, including a month in 2016 for a Korean language program. His book about his experiences there is called See You Again in Pyongyang. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's great to be here.
There's this great anecdote at the beginning of this book. It's you on your way into the country for this month of language study, taking forever to clear customs because of all the North Koreans who've been lucky enough to go overseas, coming back with bags and bags of electronics and other stuff that they can trade on the black markets there.
Right. That's very much the case. I mean, anytime a North Korean gets the opportunity to go abroad, they're going to come back with their suitcases stuffed full, pretty much. This is, you know, and I mean, it's understandable. They're under heavy, heavy sanctions, and they don't have access to these goods and materials. They're not necessarily, all of them, bringing these items back to sell on the black market. They use them for different things. They can use them, for example, for bribes.
There are a couple of themes in this book that I want to hit on that I think will resonate with American listeners. The first one is, you, for a country that is so poor, you talk a whole lot about how important money is there.
Yes. Capitalism really came to North Korea as a result of the famine years of the mid-1990s, when the public food distribution system, which all North Koreans more or less relied upon, you know, in the state-run socialist economy, that system broke down and people effectively had to go into business for themselves in order to survive. So this is when the black markets sprang up all around the country. And so little by little, capitalism has been creeping in over the years.
Tell me about your minder. Min is the name you give her. I'm assuming that's a pseudonym, but she is entrepreneurial, I guess one would say.
Yeah, she's emblematic sort of this new class of millennials in North Korea. They call them the Jungmadang generation. Jungmadang is the name of the unofficial markets that sprang up in the 1990s. And now have really become more it's really become more of a gray market economy than a black market economy, because gradually the government has had to come to accept the existence of these markets. Everybody, frankly, shops at them. So.
But she, Min, your minder, she actually asked you to help her set up businesses and introduce her to people on the outside. She wanted to start a French restaurant, right, with one of the guys in your group?
Right, right. This was one of her ideas because there was a French student studying with us. And so the idea is they need foreign partners for the sort of startup capital. Of course, none of the students that I was studying with, none of us would seriously took up any of these offers, for one thing. In most cases, it would be a violation of sanctions and would result in us getting into a lot of trouble. But we were certainly sort of sympathetic to this desire that they had.
Does the I won't say capitalism, right, because it's not, but it's a North Korean kind of capitalism, I suppose, with a very heavy black market influence. Does it operate in the open, or is it kind of a nudge-nudge, wink-wink? How does it work?
Increasingly, it's operating more and more out in the open. You know, one of the fascinating things about visiting North Korea many times over the last 5 years is to see the extent to which, you know, there are more and more obvious displays of wealth on the streets of Pyongyang, you know, Hermes handbags, Gucci sunglasses, this area in the city center that expats have taken to calling Pyonghattan or Dubai, they sometimes call it. There's really been sort of a widening of this class of new money elites.
To your title, as I let you go, see you again in Pyongyang. You going back?
I hope so. There's a travel ban at the moment, but I would like to go back one day.
As I said, it's a book called See You Again in Pyongyang by Travis Jeppesen. Travis, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.